Sunshine After Rain is a Guardian TV story by I Ship All Things. Read by Seth, S-E-F. No archive warnings apply. Summary. Shenwei's smiling at him. It's a beautiful smile, one that hooks itself into Zhao Yunlan's stomach and pulls until he can barely breathe. Sunshine After Rain. Shenwei waylays Zhao Yunlan's plans to get him home as soon as possible to rest and be taken care of. He looks deathly pale, and from the way he's holding himself, Zhao Yunlan knows he's hiding more than a few cuts and bruises from his ordeal in Dixing. Shenwei needs time to recuperate, as much time as they can get under the circumstances. But then Shenwei asks Zhao Yunlan to sit with him in a soft and gentle voice, saying that he has missed the sunlight. Zhao Yunlan can't refuse him. If he wasn't so worried and so in love, he would be laughing at himself for caving in so easily. Shenwei asks him about the Master of Nightmares, and of course he can tell, without Zhao Yunlan saying a word, that he had entered into Lao Chu and Zhu Hong's dreams. Zhao Yunlan tells Shenwei he'll be careful, that he'll listen to Shenwei about everything from now on. He plays it off as a joke, to hide how badly he wants it to be real. A life with Shenwei scolding and taking care of him in turns, and Zhao Yunlan getting to do the same for him. Shenwei says he'll stay here a while. He tells Zhao Yunlan to go home first. As if Zhao Yunlan is going anywhere without him ever again. As if he is ever letting Shenwei out of his sight again. Long, weary days and endless, sleepless nights spent worrying, wondering if he would ever see Shenwei again. Lighting the incense cone over and over until the heat burned his fingers, just to see if Shenwei would appear safe and well. All right, just let me die of exhaustion here. Shenwei looks at him, eyebrows raised, and suddenly they're both grinning, laughing. It's not really funny at all, except it is. He wonders if Shenwei understands what he really means. I would rather die than leave you, no matter how hard it gets, how tired I may become. Let me stay with you. Shenwei's still laughing as he looks up at the sunlight, as if soaking in the warmth. It must have been cold in Dixing. All darkness and no light. Zhao Yunlan wishes he could give light to Shenwei every single day. Shenwei's smiling at him. It's a beautiful smile, one that hooks itself into Zhao Yunlan's stomach and pulls until he can barely breathe. It pulls him closer until Zhao Yunlan is moving forward, chasing Shenwei's smile. There are many reasons he shouldn't kiss Shenwei. They're fighting a war that they might lose. Shenwei's hurt and not telling him why. The secrets he knows Shenwei still has. The fact that Zhao Yunlan loves him so damn much and doesn't even know if Shenwei feels the same. But Shenwei's smiling at him. In the sunlight, Zhao Yunlan forgets every single reason. He just wants to kiss him. Zhao Yunlan leans forward. His hands brace Shenwei's shoulders in a careful hold, and he turns his head until his lips brush against Shenwei's in the barest of touches. One small turn of his head, and they would be kissing fully. Underneath his hands, Zhao Yunlan feels Shenwei freeze. His heart folds over itself. There's an ache in his chest that feels like it will never end. He flexes his grip, lets go of Shenwei. An apology is ready on the tip of his tongue, and he's ready to say anything to fix this, to pretend it never happened. But then Shunwei chases him, one hand on his chin, his other hand folding onto the back of Zhao Yunlan's neck, holding him in place. The moment stretches between them, quicksilver and infinitely long. Shunwei sways forward, Zhao Yunlan meets him halfway, and then they're kissing. It's a kiss Zhao Yunlan has been waiting weeks, no, months for, a kiss he's been waiting for since that very first handshake. He sighs into it, nearly dizzy with relief and desire. All that time spent imagining what it would be like to kiss Shunwei, and the fantasies don't hold a candle to the real thing. The weight of Shunwei's mouth on his, the taste of him, the wicked grin Shunwei gives him when Zhao Yunlan gasps and arches into his touch, wanting more, wanting all of him. Shunwei kisses Zhao Yunlan like he's been waiting years to do it, like he knows exactly how to make him come undone. It doesn't feel like their first kiss. Zhao Yunlan knows Shunwei wants him, has wanted him, but the wild strength of Shunwei's hunger nearly knocks Zhao Yunlan off course. He clings to Shunwei, gasping as Shunwei bites his lip before soothing the hurt with his tongue. Shunwei's lips move to the corner of Zhao Yunlan's mouth, teasing him, before diving back in for more. "I love you," Zhao Yunlan gasps out. And fuck, Shunwei really must be kissing him stupid for him to have such terrible timing. Shunwei deserves romance and wooing and a proper speech, not to have the words blurted out in the middle of the best kiss of Zhao Yunlan's life. If the look of wonder on Shunwei's face is anything to go by, however, he seems to disagree. "I love you," Shunwei says, never looking away from Zhao Yunlan. "So much." His eyes are wet. Zhao Yunlan reaches out to tangle their fingers together. Shunwei's grip is tight and unyielding. For a moment, he looks pained. Holding Shunwei's hands between his, Zhao Yunlan lifts them to his lips for a kiss. "I love you. We'll be all right, I promise." From the lingering desperation in Shunwei's touch, it's clear that he can't bring himself to believe Zhao Yunlan. That's all right. Zhao Yunlan has enough faith for both of them. As he leans down to taste Shunwei's smile again in the sunlight, Zhao Yunlan swears to himself that this is a promise he will keep.